I'm going to tell you some store stories about a really special store. It's called the Turnover Shop. Some of you may know of it. It's, I think, the oldest continuously running consignment store in Maryland. But I grew up in New York City, and I lived in a really small apartment where my parents still lived, also known as rent control. And everything in that very small apartment is really old. It's antique. It was found on the street. So I grew up feeling like things with patina really matter. And new things don't got no patina. So you can imagine how comfy and at home I felt a long time ago when I found the Turnover Shop on Roland Avenue. And I just walked into the front door, and there's a little bell that is attached to the knob, and so it tinkles when you come in. And the store is a really well-organized hodgepodge of furniture, art, prints, posters, tchotchkes, jewelry, kitchenwares, just that happy miscellany of stuff. And so I'm going to tell you a couple of things that happened to me in that store. And I'm a teacher, so summer is liberty. And I think that I would have been there on a Tuesday, which is when the store opens, because it's closed Sunday and Monday. And I'm in there in this rhapsody of browsing. And I hear in the back of my brain the door tinkle and don't think anything of it. But then about a minute later, a woman shrieks, "That's my bitch!" And like the tone of outrage. And all of us in the store just like freeze. She sounds like she's been robbed, which sort of doesn't make any sense. And she rushes over to this bench, which is a lovely bench. I can tell you more about it in a minute. But then she sees the price tag on the bench, and then she proceeds to really flip out and tells everyone her story, which was, "I sold this bench at my yard sale on Saturday, and this man bought it for a song." And we're like, "Oh, yeah, he must have, because it's not a song right now. It's a beautiful bench. Maybe it's had a glow up." It was a bench that had a beautifully, gently curved back. So like a normal wood bench is a lovely thing, but it's usually like a very straight back proposition. But this bench had a really gentle curve. Anyway, it was still a bargain because it's the Turnover Shop. She raced to the front desk where the cash register is, and someone nice was pretending they had not heard her shriek. And she proceeded to say, who is selling my bench? Who brought it in after they bought it from my yard sale on Saturday?" And the woman behind the cash register is incredibly nice and gracious and stoic. And I think she must have taken a really deep breath and said, "I'm sorry, but it's store policy. We do not share the name of the seller." Probably for just this reason. And the woman was just outraged, like, you know, but, you know, it's my bench. I thought to myself as I listened, because I was just eavesdropping with total abandon, I thought, you know, thinking now, we didn't really use the expression flipping 30 years ago. But that day at the Turnover Shop, I saw two kinds of flipping having it. My next turnover story, I cross the threshold, I open the door, I hear the gentle tinkle of the bell, and literally just as I step in, I hear a woman say, "Beauty is truth. Truth, beauty. What a crock." And then it was pretty loud, and she was in the front room, and I had just set foot over the front door, and I'm like, what are the odds? I'm an English teacher, and I just walk into John Keats. And I'm like, no way, except that John Keats, you know, lovely romantic British poet, famous line, famous poem, but normally it is not said in that tone of total snorting derision. Anyway, everyone in the front room is just stopped, and she's holding this tiny object, which is a sterling silver loving cup, which looks like an old school trophy. It's like 3 inches tall, really beautiful. There was this John Keats line engraved on the trophy, and so she must have thought, oh, it's this beautiful little object. She pulls it closer, and then she reads this outrage, and it's like the words bit her. And I'm still standing there, like, enraptured, like, whoa, what's going on? And then I think, well, I'm an English teacher. I'm just going to say something, and maybe I'll make it better. So I walk up to her, and I say, actually, you know, that's a line from a pretty famous British poem. And she said to me, you're fucking kidding me. So my last turnover shop story is, I'm in the basement where the rugs are rolled up under the stairs. And normally I'm not that interested in rugs. But for whatever reason, I was looking at the rugs, and there was one that was needlepoint. And I don't know from needlepoint, but I don't think of needlepoint being a rug thing. And I was just like, that's kind of bizarre and interesting. So I pull back one of the corners of this big rolled up 9 by 12 foot thing. And there are tigers needlepointed on the rug. And they're like tigers in a jungle, and it's just beautiful. And there's this thing happening in my head of, like, I know these tigers. I do not know these tigers, but something in it's familiar. And I'm like, why does this run familiar? This needlepoint of tigers. And then I realize there's a famous poem by Adrienne Rich, who, by the way, went to Roland Park Country School about a mile up the road from the turnover shop. And she wrote a poem called Aunt Jennifer's Tigers, about a woman who is in a tyrannized marriage, and her wedding ring is heavy on her hand, and she needlepoints these tigers, which are fierce and fearless and like nothing like her life, and her one moment of freedom is to make this beautiful needlepoint. And my heart starts to pound, and I'm like, I found it. I found the source of Adrienne Rich's poem. I'm sure it's like some ancient relative of hers, and this real rug is the tapestry. And I race upstairs to the cash register, and I'm like, excuse me, but I really need to know who is selling this rug, because there's this poem by Adrienne Rich, and the really nice woman behind the register says, I'm sorry, it's Stir Palsy. And Rachel, you of all people should know, we cannot reveal the name of the seller. Thank you.